with one of these on.
That is cool, we're dancing, they say. I've always wanted one of these, I really have. Where'd you buy it from?
Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we can hold on for a minute.
Oh my gosh. Found a boss.
I figured with the spam thing, if you can't play it,
I'm gonna spam that everybody likes to listen.
Right, I take it that you are already there. Alright, first off, we'll just recap from our last meeting. Which was we got together just to basically decide on, well, to talk about what it is we were actually supposed to be doing and who we all are and stuff like that. Get a bit more of an idea together of what's going on. What we're going to talk about in this meeting is now that we know what it is that we're doing, now we know that it's a TV remote and stuff, and you guys have just been off doing some R&D for that. That's research and development.
Mm-hmm.
Those that haven't heard that before. I'm learning all sorts of new terms and technology today. Now your three little presentations, whether they be on computer or on the whiteboard or whatever you want.
Do you have any preference of order?
I'd like to hear. I'd like to hear who's on the from Catherine, actually, first. What I'd like to hear about is if we finally decided on what sort of energy we're going to be using. And
I think she's still finishing her.
No, it's fine.
Let's hear from you first.
Okay.
It's here.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so that's me again. For the energy sources, we can have basic battery, hand dynamo, which was used in the 50s for torches, if you remember that.
I don't think any of us remember the 50s.
Is that a good crank thing?
Yeah, wouldn't be very fancy. We can have a kinetic problem of energy, which is used on some watches these days, so if you have just a bit of gentle movement there, it will give it the energy to work. Or you can use solar cells, but I'm not sure about that indoors really, but
Well, there's sometimes combinations. I mean, like calculators
yeah.
do combinations of but also using some solar panel.
So now the solar panel things, do they have to work from the sun or can they work from a light bulb?
I don't
Does
know.
anybody know?
I think it has to be in the solar energy, but I don't know.
The
Okay.
well, the cost for this would be the basic battery really. And if you want something fancy, I think the kinetic coupling of energy would be nice, but I don't know if it's worth the cost. So we've got to discuss that.
Okay, that'll be good.
For the case of the remote itself, it can be a general case, which is just a flat one. You can have a curved one or a double curved one, if you know what I mean. So,
What's a double curved one?
you know, kind of more way gonna make that kind of sits the palm of your hand, that kind of thing. So.
Okay.
Then the case material itself, so it can be either plastic or latex, rubber, wood, or sand. And for each of them, you have cases where, for example, titanium, you can't use it for if we're choosing a double curved case, we can't choose titanium. And if we're choosing solar cells, then we can't choose LaTeX for the case material, so we just have to take that into account. But if we're choosing just the flat case, then we can go for anything. And I think we discussed earlier on the RSI problem thing, so we could.
So that might be an idea of using the
Yeah.
rubber, but then it's a, you know.
Kind of squeezable remote.
Yeah. And also, it doesn't break as easily, maybe, I don't
Can
know.
when a TV program's got when you're watching a match and your team's just lost you, you can fuzz it across the room and it'll bounce off the wall back at you. Yeah, I like that idea.
So rubber would be
I think rubbers.
Rubber, we're all going, we're all liking that idea. You think you can
But
market that?
after my fashion thing, I think you'll realise that rubber is more.
Ooh, we like rubber. Ooh.
People.
And then there are the push buttons. So you can have basic push buttons or scroll wheels, like you have on a mouse. Or you can have LCD, which gives you a display. Scroll buttons as well. So if you use a rubber double curved case, you must use rubber push buttons. So if we're going for rubber, then we have to decide for the case. And if we choose double curved, then we have to go for rubber push buttons. So it's a
Well,
cost
we're going
thing.
to go. I think we've decided that it's going to be a rubber
Yeah,
case,
but is
so.
it a double curved one or not? If it's not a double curved, then we've got the choice for the push buttons. If it's a double curved, we've got to go for rubber push buttons. If that makes sense.
Rubber push buttons instead of the wheel.
Yeah.
If it's rubber, isn't it malleable anyways? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's double. I mean, isn't a rubber case mean it's completely flex? I mean, it flexes to whatever they want it to. And so what's the difference between a normal rubber case and a
Double, double, double.
You see, you've got, okay, the energy,
I'll
that's
have a
one
Big
thing.
Mac, please.
Then you have the case is whether it's flat or curved. And that's, we don't care if it's rubber or not, but then we've decided that we're going for rubber for the case material. So if we've chosen rubber, and if now we have the choice for the case, whether it's flat, single curved, or double curved. And I'm just saying, if we choose it to be double curved, then we need to go, I don't know why, but we need to go for rubber push buttons. So either, I don't know, we just need to decide on
Let's say
the
rubber
case.
push buttons, eh?
Go rubber. Go
Let's go
rubber all the
crazy.
way.
And then do I have a last slide? Yes, I do. So the push buttons themselves, they can be just simple, or they can be. So that's just the electronics behind the push buttons.
Yeah.
And the price that goes with it. So the simple push buttons are going to be the cheapest. If we get a scroll wheel, that's a higher price range. If we get an advanced chip, which is used for the LCD with display thing, then that's even more expensive.
Okay, what I'm not understanding here is okay, advanced chip on print, which I presume is like one PCB, and that's got all the electronics on one board,
yeah.
Including the infrared sender.
Yeah.
Right. What alternatives do we have to that? What alternatives do we have to the chip
on
print?
Well, if it's not chip on print, then I guess you get different chip components and you build them separately, and it doesn't include the infrared. It's less expensive. And
so
technically speaking, it's not as advanced, but it does the job too.
So why would we not go for that? If it's something that's inside the unit,
it doesn't
affect whether the customer's going to buy it or not.
So let's not.
We want to go for it, and it all so long as it works.
Yeah, I agree.
So let's not bother with the chip on print.
So it's either the scroll wheel or the push buttons.
Yeah. Simple. Yeah, push buttons.
What about the just developed sample sensor?
What about what?
The sample sensor, sample speaker thing.
Well, what do we need a speaker for in the remote control unit?
Well, I don't know. Be cool.
Channel 2. But they're saying they've just developed it, I'm just guessing, but it's going to be the most expensive option, probably.
The speech recognition option it doesn't seem really very promising for us.
Yeah, it's not something that we want to go into with this product.
Yeah, the example that they're already using it for is with the copy machine, where basically, you can program a sample that when you say something, it will give a response, and you program the response as well. It's just clips that you record yourself. So you can program your coffee maker that when you say good morning to it, it says, hello, Rick, or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not. It would be one thing if it was speech recognition, where you say something and it turns the TV on, like, turn the TV on, and it comes on, but it's not that. It's just gives
it just gives an answer.
It just gives you a verbal response.
Then.
Like, what's the point of saying hello, remote? I mean, hello.
Yeah.
I thought it was when they said.
Yeah, you're really lonely.
I thought when they said voice recognition, they meant like.
Channel 5,
and it would change.
No,
like you talk to it. Can I have channel
option.
5?
Yeah. It's just a remote that talks to you.
Forget about it. Oh, okay.
I mean, certain cues.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go back maybe to the previous slide, and we can decide for each problem what we should choose. So for the energy source, do we go for the battery or the
basic battery? It's cheap, it's cheerful, it's worked, it does work.
Cheaper option. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go for the battery. Then the case, do you want it flat or curved or double curved?
We were going with the RSI rubber, weren't we?
Yeah, so we wanted rubber double curved.
So it will look like something like this.
Whopperly.
Okay, so then if we use double curved case, then we have to
choose
buttons.
Rubber
push buttons.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And it's cheapest all round. It sounds kind of funky. And we can also market it as, because we were saying earlier in your research that people were getting complaining of RSI, and this is anti RSI.
Yeah.
So
that's another marketing point that we can use.
Well, the rubber push buttons, though. Don't you have to move?
But anything's going to have buttons. Even if it's a jog wheel, it's still repetitive.
I thought the give an option of flat buttons or.
You still get repetitive strain injury whether you're pressing a button or pressing a flat bit of screen. It's the fact that you're pressing the same, doing the same movement. It's not actually what you're doing. But the fact that this rubber is actually used in these anti-RSI specific.
Yeah, the rubber's good.
We're giving them a way to burn off steam, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can sit there and go like.
Not that watching TV should be that stressful.
And you can fuzz it across the room. Throw it at your children.
Yeah. Alright, that's me done.
Okay, Gabrielle, let's hear from you about the interface.
Yeah, some of what I have to say ties into what Catherine was just talking about.
Great.
So continuing with the user interface topic, and so basically I consulted with our manufacturing division, it sounded like Catherine was also speaking with them. I also took Risa's marketing findings from the last meeting into consideration, because I think that's crucial as far as what keys we're going to include, what buttons we're going to include, and how they're laid out. And so the manufacturing division sent some samples of interface components that we might be interested in using that have been used in other products, like the coffee machine. So I already mentioned the speech recognition interface. So we basically vetoed that idea. It's pointless.
Mm.
It's just a sample sensor, sample output. It would just be probably the most expensive part of a remote without any actual interesting functionality as far as operating the TV. So they also give the they suggested the idea of using a spinning wheel like you use on the side of an MP3 player like iPod. So we've already addressed that, and I think that would actually be worse for something like RSI. I mean, you've got that thumb movement. The other suggestion, and I have a feeling we're interested in something more general, but they suggested going a little bit into a niche, like either gearing a remote towards kids where you could have a lot of colors, the keys might be funny or playful in some way, or something for the elderly where the remote's very large and the buttons are very large and there's only a few buttons. But we can discuss this, but it sounded like from our last meeting we really wanted something that was general but done well. So the key layout and design are really crucial. You want people to be able to quickly access the buttons that they use a lot without always pressing the wrong one. And I didn't mention that we need a power button in our last. I can give you an example here of good layout and bad layout. From our manufacturing department. So this would be an example of bad. Yeah, where you have volume up and volume down, but they have a V on both of them, so it's sort of confusing for the user. This is an example of the giant remote that's impossible to lose.
Brilliant.
Well.
For something for kids. I think my personal preferences that we've all kind of talked about and seem to be on the same page. So I was against the speech recognition, and I am against going towards anything in a niche sense. I think it should be more general.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think the spinning wheel or the LC display were more crucial for us. And that's it for me.
Okay, well let's so what are our definite decisions on this then? As a team, the interface type we're going for.
So we're not going to have any sort of display, I think.
So it's the same
so yeah, it's just going to be
simple straight set of
kind of push buttons. I think we should have a limited number of buttons, ideally, and you know, like power, channel up, channel down, volume up, volume down, like numerical keypad. And some sort of, it will either have a lock button, like you mentioned, or a cover or something like that.
Yeah.
I guess it's to the point where we need to decide about that.
Okay, and we're not, yeah.
Well, now that we've decided
are
on
we gonna, are we, have we decided on whether we're going to supplement it with anything, you know, colours or particular gimmicky bits to it? We're not, we're just going to go for something.
It seems like we wouldn't want to make it too busy and too sort of gaudy, but yeah, I would say maybe a couple of colours, like a the black with yellow and some white, like maybe the RR
yeah.
could be yellow, something like that.
Yeah, okay. Okie dokie. Yeah, I don't have any other questions on this. Let's move over.
I guess the fact also that we are having a rubber case would prevent us from having the cover function that we thought of before. I mean, so if we want to have a lock of some sort of
yeah,
a button, but I think that should be, I mean, I can speak with the button department, but I think that it should be easy to have a button that prevents the other buttons from operating. So that should be simple.
Cool.
Right. Well, I'm just basically letting you know what's happening in the market.
Yeah.
And what the fashions are for next year. So yes. So from looking at this year's trends and fashions,
mm-hmm.
and also recent investigation that we've done in the remote control market, we have found that for the remote control market, these are like most important aspects like that we really need to, which we've already probably discussed. The most important aspect is look and feel. So the remote control has to look and feel fancier than the ones that we already have. So it has to be.
Yeah, why should people buy this when they've already got
exactly.
a remote that can't win the TV?
Second, it should be technologically innovative. Innovative. So,
what's that mean?
Well, technologically, it should be like work, basically, I guess. It should work.
It should be, maybe cutting edge in some sense. I mean, have something that's a little more
that's
technologically
new.
Advanced.
Yeah.
The trouble is we've already decided that we're going with the stuff that works already, that's cheap.
Actually, I mean, these first 2 points we've already sort of gone away from because our rubber one is not. I mean, it's different, but I wouldn't say like a rubber remote is fancy. If that's what people want, maybe we're going in the wrong direction, and it's not technologically innovative, you know.
Maybe we could.
That's why I was thinking Bluetooth, because if you like put up Bluetooth and it's like a Bluetooth remote control, everybody's gonna like, because Bluetooth is the in thing nowadays. Like it really is, like people, and when it comes to marketing, like that's what people go for. They don't really care whether. You know, at the end of the day, whether it works properly or not.
Of course they do.
Well, they do, but it's
well,
like, it's not.
That's your first thing, you go, oh, I'm not going to buy that because I don't know if it works or not.
Yeah, but it looks good. If it looks good and it can just be there for decoration.
Okay, well, what do you two think about this?
So is the advantage of
like,
Bluetooth that you can just like synchronize it with other
electronics? Yeah, I don't understand
you could always insert,
That's basically what it allows you to do then.
Yeah, I mean, this is just gonna all this has been used for is your television.
Yeah, but I mean, people like
that would mean you'd need a television that has Bluetooth in it, which
well,
no
if you're looking at
does, does it?
If you're looking at something that's going to be bought by people, you have to make it new. You have to make it
that would mean
state of the art
television as well.
Bluetooth would. For example, enable me, I think, to connect for example, you if you get a call on your mobile phone, but your mobile phone is downstairs or something, you would get on your television, you're being called by this person right now. Things like that.
No, that would be your telephone syncing in with your television.
Yeah,
no.
That wouldn't be the remote, so much,
yeah.
I mean.
No,
and
but if you get Bluetooth on the remote, you'd be able to.
No,
the television.
The television would have to be Bluetooth
to
compatible.
Well, it doesn't.
And there is no such thing.
Like, it doesn't have to be, you know, Bluetooth. That was just an idea. But like, it needs to be something that, you know, is new. Whether it's a battery, it could be something really, really minor, you know, like. But I think we are really keeping to what is already out there, and people have already seen it. People have already got it. If we want something new, we need to move away from what we already have and
maybe the kinetic
just go creative.
Provision of energy, like. It's been done for watches, but I haven't seen that for remote.
Okay, but yeah, that's
and then you
can
market it. Never have to change a battery again.
And this is all tying in very nicely. The fact that it's made out of this rubber, we can throw it about. We should encourage people to throw their remote controls about because it charges itself up by
yeah.
now.
I mean, little characters, you said, yeah, but not too much.
I think
but yeah,
safety.
By the squeezing it,
so
yeah.
you can make the squeezing of the rubber be the generating.
Yeah.
Energy.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Well done.
Third most important aspect is that it's easy to use, and I think we've all worked. That out. Okay, in the fashion, how it's supposed to look. Next is fashion very much in fruit and vegetables. Them are like the theme for cloths, shoes, and furniture. So next year, people will be buying. I found this really funny. You know, strawberry shaped chairs.
So we
and things.
Shoes that are like a broccoli and
yeah.
Yeah. Rubber.
Watch the pilot channel.
And as it's rubber, the feel, which is in this year, is spongy. So it's not quite spongy,
well,
but spongy I would say is, yeah,
we're in.
Yeah. And so personally, what I was just saying, like, move away from the current remote controls, like the look and the feel of the current ones, and change the look and feel while still keeping to the company's image. Is what I have to say. So we're moving in the right direction.
All right. Yeah. No. This is good. So through all that, we're going right. We're going to go back to grabbing the kinetic.
Yeah.
Thing. That's great. Using the spongy rubber that we were talking about. That's anti-RSI. You can, as you squeeze it, you're not only therapeuticizing yourself. You are charging the batteries.
Mm.
And. I'm not sure about the buttons being in the shape of fruit, though.
Well, maybe make it like fruity colours or something. Some sort. Or.
The power button could be like a big apple or something.
Yeah, but apple would sue you.
Yeah, this is true.
If they don't own all images. Okay, we'll make it a pomegranate, a big pomegranate.
Well, okay, it seems like the only thing that we haven't really finally agreed on is its image.
Mm.
Like, yeah, we're saying no, we don't want it to be fruit and vegetables, but we don't know what it should be. Or, like, we're going, yeah, it should look slick, but
well,
what do you want to be made by slick sort of thing?
I think if it's rubber, it needs to be.
I mean, you said earlier on that it should be
different.
Funky.
I think it should be. I mean, what do you associate with rubber? You know, like really different colours, basically.
Clean,
okay, sorry, I used the wrong word. What do you associate with the material? That material. like. I'm just thinking bright colours,
yeah.
Bright natural colours, nothing too
bright but not too
bright.
Bright
but too not, yeah. Like no lime green or bright yellow or bright pink. And make it different colours so anybody can choose, like.
Like volume like buttons should be all the same colour, and the channel buttons should be one colour and stuff like that. Do you mean?
Yeah. And on the back of it, have the logo.
Okay. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
One thing I'm wondering about, I hope that we're not going like too much down a gimmicky road.
Yeah,
if somebody goes into the store, they're gonna see like 3 or 4 more Morimoto's and then a big spongy pink tomato.
Well, I can say in this country, you'll get, you know, lots of people wanting something really funky and cool. Like, and kids will be walking in with their parents saying, "Mommy, I want to buy that one." And parents will see the pro in it as well, because it's like kids won't break it. It's not breakable if you throw it around,
yeah.
Especially with younger kids. You know, they can pick it up and yeah. The only thing is that really small kids might chew on it, but.
Well, it's just gotta be chew proof.
Yeah. So. So it's really it's quite like user friendly and also for different families, like families as well. So for little kids and for older kids, like. Teenagers will like it, I think, especially maybe younger girls. If it's in pink, they'll be like, "Oh yeah, pink remote control for their room," or something.
So what do you say? Maybe we should market it in different colours.
Yeah.
For different, so we could do like the pink range, the blue range, the green range.
So like you walk in, you're like, "Oh, I like that remote control because it's so bright," and then the shop assistant comes up and says, "Oh, what colour would you like it?" And they go like, "Oh, I can choose a colour. Wow." So it puts. I think even the customer into more control over what they're buying, instead of you've got all colour, it's either that or nothing. So they also get to pick. Well, personally, I like walking into a shop and choosing a colour.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to run well with products like iPod Marina. You have a variety of colours that people feel like they're customising when they buy it.
So you've got the.
You know, there are some colours that I would never choose, and I'd be curious how many people choose that.
Well, that can be down to a bit of market research, you know, that's easy enough to find out what colours are more popular.
And produce less of the colours.
Mm. Okay. Alright, well, alright, what we're going to aim to get together by the next meeting then, is... From you, Catherine, you're going to be working on the look and feel design.
Yep.
Gabrielle, you're going to be working on, you know, come up with the user interface design. And basically, you two are going to be working together on this. You won't be going off to separate offices. And I think you're going to get a chance to play with some clay. For the next meeting, be able to come in and show us some physical ideas. Because at the moment, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
We were kind of going, yeah, it's got to feel nice, it's got to look cool, and then it, you know, now we can actually start, you know, some sort of physical something or other.
That sounds good.
And you're going to be working on a product evaluation. And I will be talking to the bosses basically and fielding off some more spam and that's it really. Keeping things, hopefully I'll keep things together. This is good. So we know for definite You know, we've now got some definite things going on. We definitely know how much power. We definitely know that it's going to be as simple buttons. We're not going to be going for the new technological chip on print, expensive things. So we're keeping the costs down. It's this rubber casing that we can sell as fun and funky. Don't have any other remote controls that are made out of this stuff.
Mm.
People, you know, people are saying, oh, standard stuff gives you repetitive strain injury. Well, this remote control is designed to do the complete opposite.
Yep.
It's supposed to fix it rather than cause it. We're gonna as a sort of extra something on it, you know, what other extra things does this product have? We're looking into this lock key facility. I mean, whether or not it happens, not always possible, I don't know, but something to look into. Okay, I think that's well done, everybody. Anyone have any questions? Everyone know what they're doing? Because if you don't, I'm sure you'll soon get an email about it.
Just give us all the details.
Okay, right, well, it's we're still a couple of minutes until our meeting's due to finish. But I've got a note saying that you two are going to be working together. So
okay, stay
before you all disappear off. Hold fire.
Does the pay raise immediately come into effect on our next paycheck, or is that?
I think it's going to be part more of a profit sharing on the product.
So we're buying, we're getting features in the company.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to happen at the moment.
So we really have an incentive to make this remote one.
Yeah.
I'd like to share in the coffee machine profits because that's going to do more.
I want to share in the space rocket. Did you see that this company is such a remote spaceship?
The company has its fingers in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
What if I'm not in the money making department? I did notice looking at, they told you that they wanted whatever our product to represent the RR brand and to be immediately noticeable. I mean, if you look like at the coffee maker at the corporate webpage, it's not obvious RR. Well, it is to us because we've worked here for years and we use that coffee machine. But it doesn't have the color scheme of the company anywhere on it, obviously. It's just silver and black.
That's true.
And the spaceship doesn't have the R. You'd think they have a massive R and R down the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I still want one. Okay, I've just had a sign flashing up saying finish the meeting.
That's us.
Yeah. It's not saying do anything in particular just yet. So maybe you should go back to your own offices.
Okay. Alright.
Are we taking this off?
Fine, where's this one plugged in?
Yeah, so usually